Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
My name's Brent Jackney, and I'm playing Duger Fuglehorn.
Hi, I'm Felicity Busso, and I play Marza Raneth.
I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runions.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musa, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. All you see are dark red eyes staring at you from the window.
What is that?
I don't move. I'm like a squirrel.
Oh, crap.
If I back my hand away from the thing, will it change?
Nothing changes. In fact, where the notebook that you thought you grabbed ends up only being a single leaflet of paper. The rest of the notebook that was in your hand was torn to shreds. Illegible.
Well, that's no good.
Can my dark vision see through this darkness?
It is not normal darkness.
Okay. All right.
Anyone got a light? Produce flame.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, crap.
All right.
I will create a small bonfire.
Nothing happens.
The window, you said the window. Does light show through the window?
All you see is blackness and two red eyes staring at you expectantly.
Shooting a blast through the window.
As soon as you start the incantation, the shadow disappears, the light returns, and the cabin is covered in crimson blood.
Oh, gross.
The bed is torn to shreds. The captain's clothes that you had in your hands were nothing but rags, dirty, bloody rags.
But what about the buttons?
You look at the buttons, and they're just bloody, old-looking buttons made of inconsistent material.
Yeah, blood can be washed off.
What about all the silverware?
Silverware?
Is gone.
What about my booze?
Gone.
Oh, fuck this crap.
It's horrific.
Is the door unlocked?
All right, let's set this thing on fire.
What the fuck? Damn.
Time to move on.
Yeah, we gotta find those
Duger will
eyes.
Be strangely unfazed.
Don't restrain yourself from disappointment.
He's brave, so.
Can we read the leaflet that he got, or is it in a foreign language?
It is in common.
What's it say?
You have the leaflet in your hand.
It's a journal. This is all that's left. Log 245. They came in waves, destroying my ship. Everyone thought I would be executed, but I escaped only to embrace this fate. There was blood and carnage everywhere. The cook was stabbed in the chest with sharp claws, only to return undead. I ran to my cabin and locked myself in with my first mate. Then I saw the scratch on his face. I knew what it would mean. Second log, 249. I have been here for days. I cut off the head of my first mate before it could eat me. The walls seem smaller and smaller each day. I just wish I can see my dear Miranda again. The last jug of water depleted a day ago. I can see no way out. The slaughter, the horror. These things murdered my entire crew. Piece by piece, they fell. I can still hear their screams from the common room. Help me! Let me go! End it! End the pain! Last thing I remember, the floors were covered in blood. The bodies were crooked, right, cracked right open. And all the innards were eaten out. And they just stood there, looking at me from the end of the room with those piercing eyes, silent, waiting. I feel that I can no longer stay in my room, no longer endure the sleepless nights. It seems it's waiting for me, always waiting.
Wow, you really are a bard.
Oh, I would stick to the puns.
Oh, yeah?
Told you, undead.
Well, it's unfortunate.
So what do you do?
What can we do? Can we set these souls at ease?
I leave the room and go to a different one.
As you touch the door, it's locked.
I'll say, key, please.
Your hand was the one that had it.
Who here has purity of soul?
Me, I guess. I mean, I'm good.
Okay. But I'm thinking more of someone of the cloth.
Oh, not me, for sure. No.
Don't look at me. I'm definitely not pure of shit.
Well, I mean...
No, me and the gods, we got an arrangement. I drink and I heal and I kill things, but, you know, the pure thing, no.
Okay.
I'm pretty nice. I have killed several people, though.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty nice. They deserved it, too.
Yeah, of course they did. I'm not going to kill someone who doesn't deserve it. Except for those dozens of people that didn't deserve it.
You were doing them a favor.
Well... I'm just thinking that, you know, there might be some undead we need to turn. Or maybe we need to, you know, put some souls at rest, things like that. I could be wrong. Anyone can step up to that task?
All right, I got it. Let's set the ship on fire. That'll do it.
Well, slow your horses. There's still a lot to investigate. My silverware's gone. These buttons are buddy. I want something shiny.
So
we check on, you know, in the hold?
Yes.
Oh, okay, let's do that first. Then we can set it on fire.
But the door's locked still.
What's with you and fire?
Dwarf,
it's pretty open cleansing. The door. All right, stand back.
I'll step behind him as he's at the door and just, like, motion everyone to get back. He's seen this a few times.
Okay, so you motion and the dwarf...
Well, let's try the simple approach. Let's see. I'm going to use my hammer.
Okay, so you take a swing with your hammer and make an attack roll.
Oh, crap. 9.
All right, you take a swing and you end up just barely clipping the door. Nothing happens.
No.
Okay, Nuggets, let's try this again.
No.
You're making me look bad.
That was plan A. Plan B is I need a drink.
Well, the drink's on the other side of the door. No,
okay.
You see the predicament we're
okay,
in, right?
Plan C. Let's see.
Maybe if the door's a drink, he'll eat his way through.
Oh, shut it.
Okay, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go to there was a window, right?
Yes.
I'll take, you know, a chair or something heavy and toss it at the window.
All right, so you take the chair and you toss it at the window, make an attack roll.
Before you judge me, I am lifting something 3 times my size. Am I proficient in whatever I'm throwing?
It's a modified weapon, so no.
That's a 5.
So you pick up the chair and attempt to throw it, and you end up just dropping it on the floor.
Oof. Let's try something less strenuous for you. All right? I'm gonna shoot out the window.
I'll throw one of the buttons.
So you throw one of the buttons and it makes a ting sound on the window.
I'm going to try shooting it out.
With what?
Eldritch Blast.
Okay, go ahead and make an attack roll.
Okay. 13.
So as you cast the spell, Eldritch Blast, and aim it at the window, Eldritch Blast goes through the window.
Through the... It's not a real window! This is a facade!
Ha-ha!
Damn shit.
I'll run at the window and dive headfirst.
You take 2 points of damage as you smack into a very hard glass window.
Dunk!
Oh, goodness.
I don't know what to tell you, little man. It is a shitty situation.
Where did your hand put the key?
I unlocked it.
Make an intelligence roll for me.
16.
You remember distinctly unlocking the door, but not actually taking the key out of the lock, so it's on the other side of the door.
On the other side of the door.
Ah, good placement.
Can you pick the lock?
Do you got something to pick locks with?
You don't?
No, I'm not that kind of rogue.
What kind of rogue are you?
You know, this, it depends. On the situation.
Well, let's see what kind of crap is around here, that lying around. Maybe you can use something.
All right, make an investigation check for me.
Everyone or
just Florian, since you're the one that suggested it.
13.
All right, you notice a candle unlit sitting on the desk that wasn't there before. Everything changed. You notice the bed's in shambles. You notice that there is also another bottle of some sort of liquid to the left of the desk. And you notice that it's a very beautiful moonlight evening.
The candle's out, correct?
It is unlit.
Okay.
Did I not say to set fires?
While you're in the ship, how prudent is that?
Seems to make sense to me.
We might want to leave the room before we set it on fire.
Unless you want to be barbecued damned souls on top of the damned souls that are already in here.
What do you do?
Is any of this usable? The candle?
No, I need something more wiry and tough.
Well, I've been picking up these little metal pieces as we've been going along. Could you use any of these?
Produce flame on the candle.
As you produce flame on the candle, you see words form on the wall. And the words end up saying,
"Get out!"
And the door opens.
Oh, shit. I think we should get out.
Oh, really? I thought... Maybe he's being facetious. Ironic, maybe. Gnomes. And I'll march out of the
room. I think we're on the same page.
All right, so your marching order, please.
Well, Duger's going to be first.
So Duger's first?
I'll go.
I'm going to follow Duger.
Whatever.
I'll be behind. Yep. Coming up from behind.
All right, Duger, make a perception check for me.
19.
You actually see some strange movement coming from the area of the galley as you step out. As you're approaching the deck of the ship, it is no longer clean and pristine like it was before. The deck is covered in blood and muck. It's no longer shiny. It's now dull and a little bit repulsive. And as you step, you kind of have this spongy sensation on the bottom of your feet that you didn't have before. Almost like the ship is rotting a little bit in places, and it's making you take your time as you walk on each of the individual planks.
Okay. I will leap on to the burly female.
Oh, if you're talking about Marza, she's all the way in the back of the marching order.
She is. Mm-hmm.
You're the least likely to fall through. Out of all of us, probably.
I guess that's, if we're, I wasn't worried about that.
Oh.
I just don't want to get my shoes dirty.
Oh. Okay.
But I guess... I
well,
guess,
she's got prestidigitation. Don't
yeah,
worry
Yeah, I can
about
clean those later.
I'll just head this way. I mean, we're the ship's wide of us. We don't need to be in a freaking line.
No, I just need to know if you're in a marching order what it is.
I'm walking down the ship at least 20 feet wide on the sides, and everyone's standing behind me. I'm like, guys, come on.
All right, put me up next to him.
Look, the ship could be compromised. The flanks could be bad, rotten. If you're going to put your
Go
weight
ahead,
on
put
it.
Put me up there.
You're going to put all your weight
in
on it,
your
you
legs.
Could fall through.
All right.
Now it's my turn.
Marza, make an investigation check before you move forward.
Eighteen.
All right. You right before you put your foot down, you notice that the plank is right in front of you is rotted. And you can see very easily that if you put any weight on that plank, you would definitely fall through.
So I quickly warn Duger and Nugget not to step any further.
What do you do?
I will walk across a safe path if I can find one.
Make an investigation check.
10. No, sorry. 10.
You know what? You can use your mage hand to push down on
legs. Well, I mean...
You still have to investigate the area.
Mm-hmm.
I weigh like 45 pounds.
Okay.
Like.
As far as you know, the plank is fine, and you step across it without any issue.
I march very in an exaggerated manner, just lifting my legs.
Oh.
Like another day.
Oh, you wanker.
Another day, another dollar.
There we go.
All right, I'm following Duger.
Go ahead and make a dexterity saving throw for me.
14.
Just as you put your foot down on the same exact spot that Duger did, you feel the wood snap beneath you, and you just barely manage to grab a hold of a portion of the deck and pull yourself off of it before you completely fall in. And let's go ahead and mark the area that he just fell.
All right, don't step there.
I'll turn around. Huh? Whew. Need to maybe switch to a lower calorie mead.
Oh, you wee skinny bastard.
So can I try and slip down the side?
Yeah, you can go around it.
That's what I'll do.
So as you guys are going around... You do notice that the door to the galley is wide open, and you distinctly remember that the last person that left shut.
Oh, yeah, guys, I think there might be something in there. Just letting you know.
Why do you think that?
Because I saw some things in there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely not welcome here.
All right, I'm going into the galley.
Yep, I cautiously walk up.
Good luck.
Duger, get over here.
What am I going to do?
I'm going to throw you in there first. You're going to surprise the crap out of them.
As soon as you approach, roll for initiative. 25 to 20? Flory?
Yeah, 22.
Wait, how'd you...
25 to 20?
I rolled a 19, and I have a plus 3. I have a dex that adds to my initiative.
15 to 20?
19.
18.
The rest?
14.
6.
There's a surprise round on Nugget.
Bring it.
This is what you see, Nugget. You see a ghostly zombie-looking creature wearing an apron and a chef's hat, carrying a very large cleaver. Definitely smells of some sort of rotting corpse. As you look a little bit closer into the room, before it takes its full swing, you notice that the wine that was on the table, the little bits left were sand. There are maggots where the bowls of broth were. The bread is covered in flies and feces. The room is covered in crimson. And he reaches back.
As a reaction, I cast protection.
Reaches back for his attack with his giant cleaver glinting in the moonlight. That is a 24 to hit.
Damn.
Disadvantage for protection.
Oh, good call. That is a 20 to hit.
Jesus.
Yeah, that hits.
That hits all of you.
I tried.
Oh, why does... Is he attacking everybody?
He's attacking Nugget for a surprise round. You take 3 points of necrotic damage as he takes his cleaver and stabs into your shoulder. And that is his action.
Oh, you bastard.
First up is... if you're not actually at the door, let's move you to the door. That will be your movement, Florian, which doesn't matter because you're in the back.
Okay.
But you're first to act.
Okay. Where... What do I see? Can I see?
You see a giant-looking creature with an apron and a chef hat that just stabbed the dwarf Nugget with a big meat cleaver right into his shoulder.
Okay. So, all right. I'm going to hit him with Eldritch Blast to get him away from the dwarf.
Make your attack roll. That is a hit.
Okay. And that's D10, right? Yeah.
Nugget, you're on deck.
Takes 9 points, and he's pushed 10 feet. I'm going to push him 10 feet back.
Okay, so you push him further back into the kitchen.
Okay. Is that a wall? He's basically...
Yeah, you pushed him up against the wall.
Okay.
Nugget, you're up.
All right. I'm pissed off. There's just the one of them?
Just one.
Let's see.
How drunk are you? You might be seeing more.
Think reverse bender. Well, actually, no. Think bender. Drinking puts me at a normal level. Let's see. Toll of the Dead.
That's a saving throw.
It's a wisdom 14.
It's not doing a necrotic damage.
It'll be funny.
So he rolled a 16.
Oh.
Unmodified. So 19 modified.
Oh, then he don't take shit.
From anybody.
So you attempt to cast the spell, Toll the Dead. You hear a ring of a bell. And... it just shrugs it off and pulls its cleaver out of your shoulder. Dude, you're up. Tip, you're on deck.
I will pull out one sword, one short sword, and I will, as an action, cast Create Bonfire right where it's standing.
Okay.
And then as a bonus action, pull out mine.
I think it's an attack roll.
No, it needs to make a dex saving throw.
Oh, dex saving throw? Okay.
Should be easy, though.
So he rolled a 10?
Oh, no. The magic number's 12.
So you cast this great beam of fire that engulfs the zombie butcher and does how much? How many points?
It's a D8. 2. And it's still there.
Does 2 points of damage. And we'll see that he is now on fire. All right, Tip.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and cast Firebolt at him.
Okay, make an attack. Oh, that's definitely a hit. All right, so you mutter some words under your mouth, and a little bolt of fire appears in your hand, and you chuck it at the zombie, and it hits him right in the chest, and definitely causes a little bit of damage.
6 damage.
For 6 damage. Marza, you're up.
Okay. I am going to cast Ensnaring Strike and okay. swing with... Uh, 17 to hit.
That hits. Go ahead and move Marza up next to in melee combat with him.
10 points of damage.
Okay.
And then you have to make a strength saving throw or be restrained.
He rolled an 18. So I think he saves.
So yes.
Spell save DC?
It is, yeah, 15.
Okay. All right, so it's now the butcher's turn. He's going to take his first swing at Marza. And misses completely. He's going to take his second attack, which is a claw attack. Also at Marza. And also misses. Florian, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to cast Protection from Evil on Marza.
Okay.
I can touch her. Is she within range of touch?
You would have to move to touch her, but you could definitely move to touch her.
Okay. I'm going to do that. All
right, so let's go ahead and move Florian behind her. So that...
Then bonus action. I'm going to basically give her bardic inspiration.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you inspire?
Have no fear. The way is clear.
All right. Go ahead and take your inspiration die. Nugget?
Okay, so we tried Toll. Let's try something else. Okay, let's see. He's still...
Duker, you're on deck.
He's within 5 feet. Okay, Word of Radiance.
Okay. What does Word of Radiance do?
Let's see. He's got to take a Constitution save. 14.
He fails.
Then 1d6 radiant.
All right, roll your d6.
1.
All right, you notice that even though the radiant damage wasn't very much, it still seemed to affect him more than usual. It is now Duke's turn.
Has the creature already gone after me from last time?
Yes.
Did he end his turn in my bonfire?
Yeah, he did. So he'll take another d6.
D8.
Well, if he's burning, then it's
oh, a d6. Yeah, but he also needs to make a dex save again for another d8.
Okay. He fails that too.
Takes 4 fire damage this time.
He's looking pretty hurt.
I will move through... I'll move through everyone and get close enough within melee. And I will attack twice.
Okay.
With my 2 short swords.
Aha! Make your attacks.
We're looking at a 16 and a 20, not natural.
All right, both of those successfully hit. So you take your short swords and you slam into the first cut, and it's very, very deep. And then you take your second cut and you lob off his head.
Hey!
And that ends the combat.
As soon as I cut off his head, I'll just sheathe my short swords like nothing happened and be like, that's how we do it in Dugerstown.
I'm going to maintain concentration on the protection from evil for her. It's good for 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, just in case we have another encounter.
Sure.
Yeah, and I'm still maintaining the concentration on the magic weapon.
Okay.
Assuming his body is still on fire, I'll turn to them and be like, okay, so we either got about 5 minutes before this ship catches flame, or we're going to put him out. I'm not going to do that.
Burn it down! Sorry, it's the only way to be sure.
I say let's continue looking around and see what else we can burn.
See, now you're talking.
But we don't want it to catch fire while in the
hooligans, I tell you.
Well, do you want to put it out or not? I can't.
Sure you can. Just
want me to pee on it?
What about the sand in
the
cup?
How badly do you have to go?
Let it catch. If that's what you want, that's a delayed fire, right?
Well, if we're going to continue investigating, we don't want it burning.
Oh, you really want to investigate? You've got some bollocks.
I head the on biggest. Over, grab the cup with sand, and start pouring it on the...
As you go to pour it on the fire actually just seems to dissipate, and all that's left is ash.
Well, there you go.
Cool.
What do you do?
I continue on my way.
Yep, I'm going to head out of the galley.
Was there any doors off the...
There's no doors in the galley.
All right, I guess we're going around the outside.
I continue on to the next room. Just
all right, make an investigation check.
You're going to fall through the floor.
No, I won't. Five. That's a five.
You have a couple close calls and a couple planks, but luckily your weight ends up being in your favor.
Well, lucky is my middle name.
I continue to walk down the side of the planks.
Okay. Go and make an investigation check. You manage to see all of the rotted planks as you're walking along, and you manage to get to the next door without any issue.
Everyone, follow my path.
Or don't. I got along fine.
I'm lighter than him. I'm going to continue just lightly walking my way.
Sure. Wasn't paying attention. Going to walk through.
All right. Well, roll investigation to see if you catch anything.
18.
So even though you're not really paying attention, it seems like your sailor legs are guiding you along the path without any detrimental effects. How about you, Florian? What did you roll?
Oh, I didn't. Now, what is it a check on?
Investigation.
Investigation. So, 2, 4.
You need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay. 11.
All right. As you put your foot down on one of the plank just snaps in half and your foot goes down with it. You take 4 points of falling damage and you are knocked prone and you're now stuck on the deck of the ship. Your foot is stuck inside of the ship.
Can I attempt to pull him out?
Sure. Go ahead and make a strength check.
19.
You managed to rip Florian out of the already pretty worn down planks and managed to get him out of the way so that he can now move around.
Thank you.
Listen to me next time. Follow my path.
Okay.
What do you do?
I go to the door about to open it, but then I remember the captain's door, and I'm like, eh. I, like, tap it a few times.
Nothing happens.
Okay, then I open it.
You attempt to open it, and the door's locked.
Did we grab the key?
I don't think so. Did you? I'm gonna go get the key. I walk my way slowly, carefully to go get the key.
All right, so go ahead and make another investigation check to make sure that you...
10?
All right, yeah. So luckily, because of your size, you're able to, even though you've definitely stepped on a couple planks that were obviously rotted, you're able to manage to get to the captain's quarters, and lo and behold, there is a black key sticking inside of the door. Make a perception check on your way there.
22.
You actually saw a glint of something near the door of the galley as you're walking up toward the key. Just something that you saw on the way.
On the way back, I go toward that glint.
Okay.
Pick it up and carry it over with me with the key, too.
You, as a wizard, can feel something interesting from the cleaver.
Ooh, I'll have to check this one out later.
So you head back to the door.
It's one of those special Japanese cleavers that can like cut through tin cans.
It vibrates.
It adds to her cleavage.
It has a can opener.
It gives you +1 to charisma.
Sweet.
Cleaverage.
Key, please.
Don't drop it this time.
I didn't drop it. I left it in the keyhole. Big difference as he's unlocking the door.
So you successfully unlock the door.
And I take the key out. And I open the door.
So as you open the door, you see two zombies. One was laying on the bed. The other was just staring at the corner of the room.
I close the door. Okay, guys. Prepare yourselves. Got a couple of zombies here.
Open the damn door.
Oh, get out of the way.
We got this.
They're zombins.
Okay. He'll kind of like, he'll swing open the door inward and kind of just like back out of the way.
Make an acrobatics check for me.
Oh, I rolled a 1, but I'm lucky, so I get to re-roll that. Not much better. 11.
As you open the door and try to step out, one of the zombies is already there waiting for you. And he manages to miss. It's 11.
Oh, yeah, 16.
11 to hit. So he takes a swipe at you and you just nimbly back away going, whoo!
Slow your roll.
Roll for initiative.
I'm calling that one Hansy.
All right, 20 to 25, or 25 to 20. 15 to 20?
19.
18.
All right, so Nugget is 19. Florian is 18.
7.
Mars is 7. Duke?
That zombie straight spooped me. I also got a 7.
I'm assuming you have a higher dex. And
10.
The zombies go first. All right, so the halfling was basically at the door trying to get away. So I'm going to go ahead and zombie one. The one that's currently at the door is going to go ahead and take a swing at Duggar.
16 is the magic number.
And he takes a swipe at you and also misses. Okay. The second zombie is going to move closer, but it looks like Marza is blocking the way, so he's going to take a swing at Marza. And he rolled a 20.
It's exactly hits.
Okay, so he takes a swing with his claw-like hand and rakes you across the chest for 2 points of necrotic damage. Nugget?
All right, let's see. I'm trying to figure this out. How wide is the door?
The door is about 10 feet wide, so it can fit about 2 people. So currently it's pretty occupied.
Okay. Let's see.
If I can move through people, could he be able to move through me?
There's no occupied space that he can go to because the two zombies are blocking the door.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Could I push Duggar out of the way to switch spots with him?
I'd say that would take the round, that you would push him out of the way.
I mean, he's small. And I just sort of... I just want to get right at, you know, in their faces.
I don't think you're going to be able to do it because it's pretty crowded.
No, that's... Like, I move in, Duger.
You'd have to wait till it's his turn to move, and then if he moves out of the way, you can hold your... Well, you can't move, though. You can move... What I'll allow you to do is you can move behind him to the right, if you like. Over near the door, catty corner to the door. And then you can hold your action for him to move out of the way.
Well, which I'm about to do.
No, actually, that works fine. That I will... Word of Radiance there. I only hit the one zombie, but...
And what does Word of Radiance do?
It's a... Constitution 14 save.
He rolled 16 unmodified.
Damn. Then nothing.
Okay, so you whisper words while clutching your holy symbol, and nothing happens.
I think the magic words were piss off.
All right, so Florian, you're up.
Okay. I'm going
to... Tip, you're on deck.
I'm going to push one of them away with my Eldritch Blast. If I hit...
Which one? The one to the right or one to the left?
The one that's flanking Marza. So the that would be her right.
Her right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're in. What did you roll?
I rolled a 14.
Okay, that hits.
Okay. D10. Okay, 4 plus my Agonizing Blast, 8.
So 8?
Yeah.
Okay, so you release some force damage, and it slams right into the zombie sailor, and takes off a bit of the flesh, but not much.
Tip. Push him back. Oh,
you push him back 10,
yeah.
Is it 10 feet?
Yep.
All right, so push him back 10 feet, and Marza and Doug and Nugget, roll your attacks of opportunity. That's a hit.
18.
That's a hit.
13.
That's also a hit.
7 piercing damage.
So as soon as he's pushed back, the scene unfolds and all three of you see the opportunity to strike, and it's almost like in unison, all three of you strike into the zombie. First, Nugget slams into his head with his hammer, and then Duke takes a stab towards his chest with his sword. And Marza takes a hacking slash upward down towards the base of its neck. It does look like the three strikes that you did have badly mangled this zombie. All right, so... Tip?
All right. First thing I'm going to do is firebolt the one that's mangled.
Okay. AC 11?
Oh, 12, sorry.
Or 12 to hit?
Yeah.
Yep, that hits.
Okay. 9 damage to him.
So as soon as you cast Firebolt, it just immediately catches flame and spreads over the entire body of the zombie, and there's nothing left but ash. One zombie is dead.
Okay. And for my bonus action, I'm going to use my once per encounter bonus action of Chill Touch.
All right.
Again, 12.
That hits.
For necrotic damage, and then it also has disadvantage on attack rolls until I end my next turn.
Is that a DC save?
No, if you hit an undead target.
Okay. It seems like it didn't cause any damage. All right, Duke, you're up.
I will pull out my other sword as a free action and attack him twice.
Are you going to move closer into the room, or are you going to attack him from the door?
Am I capable of attacking him from there?
Yeah, you are.
Then, yeah, I'll just do that.
Okay.
Ooh. One doesn't hit. I rolled a 2 plus 7, 9.
That's a miss.
I rolled a 1 on the other, so I get to reroll that. That's 9 damage.
All right, so you take a good whack inside of the armpit of the zombie and then definitely pull yourself back. Marza, it's your turn.
Okay, I'm going to move up to the one zombie's dead, right?
Yeah, the zombie in the back is dead.
I'm going to move up to the one that's alive, or I'm right there, okay? And I'm going to go ahead and swing. Going to use my bardic inspiration.
Okay.
22 to hit.
Oh, that definitely hits.
So it's going to be 3, 6 damage.
Okay. Our top of the order is the zombie. And the zombie's going to go ahead and take a first swing at you, Marza. That's a 20 to hit.
Are you swinging at Marza?
Yes.
He's got disadvantage because of the...
Yep.
So that's a miss. He rolled an 11. All right, so second swing is also going to be at Marza. And that is an 18. I don't think that hits.
Nope.
All right, so he takes a swing, and then it just bounces off of your beautiful blue armor.
Bing, bing.
All right, Nugget, you're up.
Okay, so I'm at an angle through the doorway. I'm going to throw my hammer at him.
All right, go ahead and make an attack roll.
Uh, 16.
That hits.
Okay. Okay, 11 bludgeoning, 4 lightning, and 2 thunder.
All right, so as you reach your hand back, you whisper a couple words, the hammer starts glowing with a electrical fire, and you give it a good toss, and it actually smashes right into the zombie's head, and brains and gore spray everywhere. Some of it falls on Marza, a little bit falls on Duger, and even a couple chunks fall inside of your beard as well, Nugget.
I've had worse.
As the zombie dies.
I straight face just like pick the gore off my shoulder and flick it.
Well, that was fun.
And that is the end of that encounter. What do you do?
There we go. Sheathe my swords. Walk in. Confident.
While she's doing that, I'm going to search the zombies.
Make an investigation check for me.
Did you loot the first one? I was wondering. Did anyone loot the 7. First zombie?
No.
Well, it was Ash. So.
Oh, it was? Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
7.
All right, so you don't find very much. You find tattered pieces of old sailor uniforms, things of that nature, but nothing too interesting.
I'll investigate the room itself.
All right, so make an investigation check.
See if there's anything shiny. 11.
So you're searching the room, and you don't really see anything of notice. There's a couple beds. The room looks like it's covered in crimson. Nowhere near as pristine as what it used to look like. There's a dirty mop bucket sitting in the corner. And that definitely does not look like water.
So, yeah, I'm like nothing under the beds. I'm checking to see if there's like anything something would have stashed. No, nothing.
Nope. Nothing under the mattress.
Nothing with an 11 investigation.
Can I investigate the room?
Sure.
That is 24.
Out of the corner of one of your eye stalks, you notice a strange indent in the wall.
I head over towards the indent.
Okay. As you're getting closer to the indent, you notice that it looks like there may have been at one time a smooth piece of drywall or probably some sort of plank wall that they use for ships. And you can tell that this is definitely something that might have something interesting in it. And you'll find out next time on Alt-D20. Hey guys, Joseph Musso here. Thank you for listening to episode 2 of the All D20 podcast. Again, a special thanks to Sirenscape and Nord Games for hooking us up with those awesome cards and awesome music. And I also like to say a special thanks to our hosts and all of you guys who are taking time to listen. Thank you very much, and stay tuned for another episode of All D20. Game on.